I love devouring a thriller alone at night, just letting my imagination run wild. Well, I definitely got what I wished for when I dug into Run on Red by Noelle W. Eiley. Oof. The viral suspense thriller that killed it, not literally, on BookTok is now available to you as a deluxe special edition with gorgeous stenciled edges and a beautiful foiled cover. Talk about a vibe, my friends. Run on Red is a survival thriller about two women driving down a remote country road when they realize they are being followed. They don't have any cell signal and there's no way to escape. What starts as panicked road rage becomes something far more terrifying. As you might imagine, I consume a lot of thriller content on TV, online, and of course, getting cozied up with a good book is maybe my favorite. But sometimes thrillers can be so, I don't know, corny. Many don't give me that satisfying setup or the scare factor that I crave, but Run on Red isn't like that. It's grounded with a good pace, the kind of scenario that catches my attention and makes me a little nervous, but like not nervous enough to stop reading late at night, you know? Ugh, I love it. If you're a fan of Freida McFadden, Karen Slaughter, or John Mars, this is absolutely your jam. Run on Red by Noelle W. Eiley is available February 24th. So be sure to add it to your online cart, your big ol' reading to-dos, and eventually your favorite book list. So get under a blanket, get comfy, and keep those lights on just in case, because you're going to love Run on Red.
Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod. And you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Thanks for nothing. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Frightening moments during today's Thanksgiving Day parade. Eyewitness News has the exclusive videotape. A giant balloon crashes into a streetlight. One woman is in critical condition.
The giant Cat in the Hat balloon had only traveled a couple of blocks when it was caught in this exclusive amateur videotape, high winds carrying it right into a lamppost at 72nd Street.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, held in New York City on Thanksgiving Day, is one of the most famous parades in the world and has been a Thanksgiving tradition since 1924. Large balloons of popular comics and cartoons are a staple during every parade. Historically, things do not go as planned. In 1997, absolute chaos ensued. This is the 1997 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade disaster.
Ooh, I'm excited. I've never seen the Macy's Day Parade in person, only on TV, while very, very full and trying to avoid football.
I think I maybe went one year when I was way younger. It was in 1925.
Okay, because it's for kids, though.
If you love Thanksgiving, you love New York.
All right, you go.
And you love Garfield.
I do.
The 71st annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was held on November 27th, 1997, and was live on NBC. It was hosted by Katie Couric, Willard Scott, and Al Roker. The lineup featured 17 giant balloons, 18 novelty balloons, 21 floats, 6 toy floats, 7 falloons, 14 marching bands, 44 clown units, and celebrities including the Backstreet Boys, Winona Judd, Tim McGraw. I mean, this is 1997.
Yeah. I love this. I love this lineup. But what's a falloon? Do we know?
There's 7 of them. That's all you need to know.
Okay, fair.
What's a clown unit?
A unit of clowns. A unit of measurement of clowns.
And of course, the one and only Santa Claus. Winds in New York City on Thanksgiving Day in 1997 were the roughest in years.
Dangerous amounts of wind, I would imagine, with these gigantic, very massive, heavy balloons.
This is probably one of the most notorious years for disastrous Thanksgiving Day parades. So much happened wrong that day. Can't even get into all of that until we get to probably what it's most noteworthy for.
Uh-oh.
Probably the more tragic portion of this.
Oh, no.
The Arthur balloon's left arm was punctured by a Central Park tree. The left ear was deflated. by billboard lights near 42nd Street.
Oh,
it's just a lot of sad, deflated balloons trudging through the streets. Have you seen New York City? It's just a lot of buildings and pointy things all over the place because it's a very dense city and you want a huge balloon made of nylons.
Plastic,
and
yeah, like a whatever. And they're just like bouncing around on top of pointy buildings and trees.
This one's going to probably upset you, but
uh-oh.
Pilgrim Man's hat was blown off by the wind.
Who's Pilgrim Man?
That's the problem. People don't know who Pilgrim Man is.
That is the problem. That's the problem.
Garfield's tail was deflated overnight. Wasn't even inflated.
That's the best part of Garfield.
And Garfield's back right paw was also damaged.
These like monstrosity half cartoon characters just bouncing around the city, wreaking havoc on the Big Apple.
The Pink Panther balloon experienced turbulence along the route before being torn open by a traffic light on 42nd Street.
That's like planes are used to turbulence, not probably giant balloons and then getting torn up. Okay.
And puncture of that balloon actually prompted NYPD officers to stab and stomp the balloon because it was causing too much chaos. So they had to deflate the balloon.
Subdue it.
Yeah. So police officers stabbing and stomping the Pink Panther.
They're like on top of the Pink Panther's neck, like riding it like a mechanical bull in the middle of Times Square.
The Barney balloon knocked over a Central Park tree.
Some of these balloons seem very strong and others
seem
very weak.
Well, there's a lot of metal and wiring and things holding it up other than just the inflation.
Yeah, but even still aren't, for me, and this could be wrong, they're all kind of constructed similarly. So you're right. Maybe there's like appendages that are more reinforced than other things. I'm not a balloon engineer.
You're also not a clown unit expert.
That's definitely true.
Or a falloonist. You don't know what a falloon is.
Truly, truly true.
The balloon went out of control at 51st Street and eventually got pushed into a lamppost, tearing its side. And like the Pink Panther, the balloon had to be taken down by the NYPD. Sonic the Hedgehog's head was torn open near Central Park.
Sonic!
Prompting the balloon's removal.
This is all so 1990s, too. Like, Sonic the Hedgehog, the Pink Panther. What about McGruff the Crime Dog? Is he in there somewhere?
Imagine if the NYPD had to stab and stomp McGruff the Crime
Dog.
That was a little earlier.
A little trench? Oh, am I? Okay.
That's more 80s, I think.
That's fair. Tony the Tiger.
Spider-Man was bouncing off buildings and trees, but only...
That's just accurate.
Yeah, but survived with only deflated hands and feet. So you just had this...
It's little, like...
I spent like so much
nubby
time looking at photos, and it's just so sad.
This is the worst Thanksgiving ever.
Paddington Bear collapsed near 50th Street, but was able to stand upright shortly afterwards, so...
Oh, he made it.
I just wanted to give a little positive...
Thank you for the levity.
The Cat in the Hat balloon would prove to be the worst and most dangerous accident in parade's history. We'll get into that after this break. Hi, hello, how are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
How's it going out there?
How's it hanging?
Ready? Are you ready for the big day?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Unless you're getting married.
Honestly, a Thanksgiving wedding sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
If you are doing that, will you let us know?
By that, invite us. I'll go.
Yeah. I'll absolutely show up. You don't have to even give me that much information.
I'll ride in on a Garfield balloon.
Good.
We want to say hello to anyone who's listening, supporting us, spreading the good word of Ghost Town. We thank you.
Thank you.
And speaking of thanks, I mean, we're thankful every single week. Twice a week. We take 5 days off of thanks.
Yes, that's true.
But 2 days, we are thankful as all get out.
Mm.
We're extra thankful this week. And we have a new mayor. So let's get into saying what up to our Ghost Town government.
Oh my God. Other government members, give them a warm welcome. They're a part of your ranks now. You're all one happy family.
Sponsoring some floats for my fantasy Thanksgiving Day parade.
Uh-huh.
Helming the Noid.
Of course.
From Domino's.
Of course. Here we go.
That'd be Emma Hopkins.
Hello.
And bouncing on through the streets, a nondescript garbage pail kid.
God,
float.
This is your dream team.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just running amok.
I can't wait.
Got to thank Casey Weber for that one.
Hello.
Just rocking in a knockoff Bart Simpson, but it's spelled wrong. It says Barf Simpson.
This truly is your dream lineup. Not even of balloons, of anything.
That's Kat Joselle.
Hello.
We didn't think this balloon would ever make it. It's been pitched a lot, but it finally made it. The dude, you're getting a Dell guy balloon.
Finally.
That got greenlit.
Finally.
You want to thank Ashley Mattson for that one.
Thank you.
And not looking creepy at all. This one really looks good. It's the Six Flags guy who's an old guy, but it's really just a young person in prosthetics.
I veto this one. Doing the dance. I don't like this.
You tried to.
I don't like this.
But it's been blown up, and it is just careening down the city.
Nobody asked me.
Terrifying people.
Nobody asked me.
That's thanks to Matthew Clemens-Leray.
No thanks.
Oh, and your favorite member of Family Guy, a giant balloon of Seth MacFarlane's face.
Oh, God.
People are like, who is that?
Yeah, like it's so broad.
They're like, from Family Guy?
Yeah. The voice from Family Guy.
Yeah.
And executive producer.
And sometimes host.
And other shows. What? There's so much forehead.
Well, you want to thank Kelly Meehan for that one.
Thanks.
Welcome this brand new mayor. Great week for it.
Oh, great.
Showcasing for this Thanksgiving Day parade. This one's going to be a classic one.
Okay.
Classic New York City. This one's not a joke. From the movie Ghostbusters, okay? Ray Parker Jr., singer of the Ghostbusters theme. People got excited. They're like, oh, is it going to be the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
No,
it's Ray Parker Jr. And they're like, who's this guy?
Like, who from Ghostbusters can we represent in this huge event? Great. Ray Parker Jr., amazing.
Well, we want to thank our brand new mayor, Marissa Rothermel. And if I'm saying that wrong, I think I get a week or two to get the names right.
We usually say it wrong. It's kind of part of the hazing process of all of this. Like us saying your names and you guys politely correcting us until we get it right. It's part of the whole beauty of being a mayor.
But our governor with the biggest, baddest float of them all. This one's huge.
Whoa.
And it's raising. Holy hell. Across
better
New York
be.
City.
Better be.
Our favorite former mayor, New York City, Ed Koch. Bringing down the hammer on New York City one more time, 80s style.
This is great. Fucking obliterating everything just in its
absolutely.
Path.
Remember me? I'm back.
You forget? Lest you forget, here
Mayor
we are.
Ed Koch.
Full body. Not even the head.
No.
Full fucking body.
Short sleeve, white shirt tucked in with a tie. That's what I imagine he's wearing.
Wow. What a treat.
Our governor.
Avian Noble.
You want no ads, no chit-chat, bonus episode, just the good stuff. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Let's recover from that parade by going back to original parade.
At 72nd Street in Central Park West, the Cat in the Hat got caught up in the wind, hit a lamppost, bounced off. Another gust of wind would make it bang into the same lamppost, causing the metal arm to break off. And then a 100-pound light fixture fell into the crowd.
Jesus.
There is video of it, and that's what you hear at the beginning. And imagine a light post. There's the stand, and then the arm of it breaking off, clean off, into the crowd.
I can't.
It essentially injured four people. I mean, it probably emotionally scarred a lot of people. But it injured four people. The worst of the injuries was sustained by Kathy Corona, leaving her in a coma.
Oh, my God.
She came out of the coma, but she was in a coma.
That's insane. That is absolutely insane.
After hitting that lamppost, the Cat in the Hat was just deflating and just limping across, making it to 36th Street. Kathy Corona recovered.
Thank God.
Sued Macy's, City of New York.
Fuck yeah.
And the lamppost manufacturer
$395
million.
Hell yes.
In the suit, she claimed that Macy's was careless, reckless, and negligent in the operation of the parade and disregarded the dangers to the public. The suit was later settled for an undisclosed amount in 2001.
Ooh.
That must have been pretty big for a four-year.
Oh, that's a long time, but I hope she got millions and millions of dollars.
This does not have to do with the parade, but Kathy's story and things following her, like danger following her.
Mm-hmm.
In 2006, Yankees pitcher Corey Lytle was flying his private four-seater plane. It took off from New Jersey and was planning to fly it to Texas. The route somehow took him over Manhattan by accident in a space you're not supposed to be in.
Yeah.
And crashed into the Bel Air Apartments, a condominium on East 72nd Street. The plane crashed into the building, and the engine ended up in Kathy Corona's apartment. Thankfully, she was not there at the time, but if she was there, there would be no more Kathy Corona.
No. This is like when we do episodes about multiple tragedies happening to one person. This is kind of along those lines. It's insane. Like, what are the chances?
One good thing that came out of the parade is that a task force was established on how to reduce accidents and prevent them in the future. Regulations were announced in May 1998 after a five-month review. There were size limits on balloons.
Good, good.
For other technical things. Grounding giant balloons, if the winds hit a certain threshold, you can predict the weather. You know what the weather's going to be the next day, and it's probably not going to change too much.
Yeah.
And it's better to just ground these balloons. Extensive balloon handler training was also introduced.
Oh, that seems
I wonder
important.
How amateurish was it?
Yeah.
Which include classroom and field training. What was it before? Like, who was the person saying what you should do?
Yeah. It was just like, hold on to this.
The parade has been going on since 1924, so I guess there's some things in place. It happens. It seems to be almost every single year something happens.
Yeah.
This is not a new thing. It isn't the first time. It seems to be relatively routine. This just seems to be the worst. But the 1997 parade's official broadcast won the Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Special Class Program.
Wow.
And was nominated for a Daytime Emmy for Outstanding Directing. So,
well,
somebody got accolades.
Great. I'm sure the woman who was found in a coma really appreciates that.
The event attracts 50 million viewers at home who can see nearly 4 million participants in the streets of Manhattan compared to some of the other events that happened when the New Year's Eve ball drops because it's dark and it's cold at night. This is in the morning. It's like 9 a.m. it starts.
Yeah.
The cost, I'm going to assume these are more current costs, but you can kind of adjust for inflation back and forth. $13 million.
Wow.
And I don't want to begrudge anybody. Listen, I want people to have a good time. People enjoy it. It's
true.
Fun.
You do want that.
But why, like, what is a big Garfield? Like, what? Why do you need Pilgrim Man?
Who is Pilgrim Man?
Coming up next on Ghost Town.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.